morning, it's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. One of my favorite times of the year, Halloween, right around the corner. But it's also the time of the year that my dog doesn't like to be around me because he knows that I like to dress him up for Halloween. And I got his outfit yesterday, and Bentley, my little pug, he has not seen it yet, and I'm sure he does not want to see it because of what I got him. I got him one of those like little costumes that you put on dogs where it makes it look like there's somebody riding him on the back.
Like a jockey?
Yeah, that's exactly what I got him, Rachel. I got him like this little jockey that looks like you'd see this little jockey in the Kentucky Derby. So now I hope Billy can run real fast to make, you know, to pull off the outfit. So come on now, let's do this.
I just feel bad for your poor dog. It's like, oh, you're like the male version of Paris Hilton. Like, next up, you're going to have a man purse that you carry him around in. You know what I mean?
You know, it was a tough decision for me because they had a lot of great outfits. You know, of course, they got the cheeseburger. They got, you know, multiple jockey-ish type outfits that you can wear. You know, I didn't know if I wanted my dog to be Robin. There's lots of choices for dog costumes. It was a hard one to make yesterday.
Are you hearing yourself right now? I don't think I ever focus this much on me shopping for myself. And you're like, there are so many options.
Poor Bentley. Good morning. What are you dressing your dog up as for Halloween?
I have a French bulldog, so they have those great big, like, bat ears.
Right.
So my dog is going to be Batman, and I'm going to be Robin.
That is the best.
I love that.
I will be the Robin, because he has to be Batman, because he's got the great
he's
big bat
got the ears.
That's amazing. See, I mean, Kyle could do that. I mean, if his dog is going to be looking like a Kentucky Derby horse, you could wear a big hat like your spectator.
No, honestly, I know the look my dog is going to give me because I've tried this before, and anytime I put a costume on him, he always looks at me like, Dad, what the f*** are you doing? And that's what he's going to do again.
Mine does the same thing, because you have a pug, right?
Yes, I got a pug. And
okay, well, a French bulldog looks a heck of a lot like a pug. They have those great big sad eyes,
yeah,
and he just looks at me like, why do you hate me?
I know, those sad eyes let them get away with whatever they want to do.
Yep.
Right.
Hey, we appreciate the call, Heather. Thank you for listening. You have a great Wednesday, okay?
You too.
Good morning. What are you dressing your dog up as?
My friends make fun of me. I have a little Pomeranian, and he's two. He was a cow the first year I got him, and last year he was Batman. I'm thinking he's going to be a cop this year.
Law enforcement Pomeranian.
Yeah, what you need to do, you need to get like that audio from Magic Mike and play it when your dog walks into the room Matthew McConaughey saying, looks like there's a bunch of lawbreakers up in here.
See, it's going to be amazing. It's like, instead of being like, watch out for the po-po, when your dog's dressed up, it's watch out for the pom-pom. I love it.
All
right, well, watch out for the puppy patrol on Halloween, all right? Hey, thank you for the call. Have a great day, all right?
Bye.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.